their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Trusted voices with solid teaching and talk. This is The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion as we face the issues each and every day. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do not base our decision and the issue that we speak about on denominational dogma, some philosophical rhetoric, or some political jargon. We look at the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I call it the truth book. The truth book. When Jesus is speaking to his disciples, John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further declaration of the word of God is found in John 17:17. "Thy word is truth," the Bible says. So, ladies and gentlemen, we look at truth. We must ask the question, how long does truth last? How should we look at it? Psalms 117:2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." And may I remind you, forever is a long, long time. And yet we find those today that are wanting to bifurcate truth, change truth, modify truth, reject truth, and simply ignore truth. It was the secularist George Orwell, in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, published back in the late 40s, 1947, 48, 49, if I'm not mistaken. But it was Orwell that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." We find that to be truthful, if I can use that play on words. Factual, perhaps, would be the better statement. Truth matters regardless of what side of the aisle you're on, regardless of what issue you're talking about. Listen. We could talk about political issues, biblical issues, civil government issues. We could talk about issues about the military, etc. Whatever category and area we speak about, there'll always be someone that wants to bifurcate truth. And I've always said a half truth is a whole lie. We need to look at the truth of what the Word of God. Listen, I've reminded us time and time and time again over the past many, many years that when we look at what's happening locally, nationally, internationally, globally, we need to look at that, examine that through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word tell us? Listen, we see things today and it looks like the world's falling apart. It's because it is. As we look at things today around the globe, it looks like things are getting worse and worse and not better and better, and it's because it is. But when we look at the Word of God, God's Word reminds us that that's going to be the case in point. Perilous times shall come, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Perilous times, dangerous, dark, devastating, disturbing on every hand. And we see that every day that we wake up, every 24-hour cycle that we go through, we're getting closer and closer to that day that will be the end of the age to wrap up this old world. And in the latter portion of the world, according to the Scripture, it'll get worse and worse. And we're seeing that today, especially on the political circle. We're talking about today stopping Trump at all cost. Stopping Trump at all cost. Do you believe that's what is happening? Is it a political ploy? Is there a real, rational reason that President Trump should be stopped? Is it possible that the courts are out of order? Is it possible that judges are making decisions and allowing the suits to go forward that's unconstitutional? What are your thoughts? Do you believe that Trump should be stopped? You believe that it should be the move in America? By the way, President Trump has, in his second term, Trump 47, Trump 2.0, as some call it, has received more lawsuits against his actions, his executive orders, and the things that he's trying to do than all presidents combined. Did you hear that? More lawsuits than all presidents combined. In fact, when you look at the recent few presidents, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, their numbers are suits against them for something they've attempted to do somewhere in the neighborhood of 2, 10, 14, 16 each. President Donald J. Trump thus far has received about 130-plus lawsuits, 130-plus. Now, perhaps the question begs to be asked and demands to be answered, why should Christians be concerned? What should our concern be? Should we just ignore it? Should we simply say, well, that's politics, and God doesn't want me to get involved in politics? Certainly, he wouldn't want me to get my hands dirty in talking about some issues that's in civil government, especially out of the Beltway in Washington. Ladies and gentlemen, that's simply untrue. That's simply not the case. We need to be involved as Christians. We need to know what is taking place. We need to be salt and light in a decaying, darkened society. And yet we find so often the mindset from pulpits and from Christians in general is, well, I'm not going to get involved. Some will say, I'm not getting involved because the federal government says that Christians cannot talk about politics. That's an absolute misnomer, a total absolute deception. It's a lie, if you want me to be very clear. That's not the case at all. But we find those that are unwilling to face truth and stand for truth in our nation today. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. Headline says, DeMint warns Americans, decline is linked to the death of truth. In part, this is what DeMint said. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation. And yet we find the most recent survey says that 55% of the millennials, it's 18 to 35-year-old age group, disavow absolute truth. In fact, the headline says, most younger Americans say there's no such thing as absolute truth. In this article about that issue, it points out that the recent survey has reached what is called the tipping point. 55% of the millennials say each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not one version of truth. You can look at what Trump is doing. You can look at what the courts are doing, what the judges are saying. And if you dig deep enough, you'll find that there's a motive behind the attempt to destroy President Trump. And they will not face the truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, learn the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's my challenge. And by the way, you won't find truth on the Communist Network News. I can sit and roll that dial on the television set trying to find news, and I'll find the total opposite view. If there's an issue being talked about, especially if it's about the Republican Party, especially if it's about Donald J. Trump, and most especially if it's about the Trump's attempt to drain the swamp, clean the sewer out of the D.C. Beltway, and about Elon Musk, which is following Trump's directives, you can turn the channels and find a total opposite view of what is the reality of what is taking place. If you look at the Communist Network News, CNN, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, NBC, etc., 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 you find a total opposite view. It is a mindset through the Marxist media and the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party to stop Trump at any cost. And ladies and gentlemen, I think that there's not a recognition that if they are able to do that, it will simply destroy our nation. And as has been said so often, especially on this broadcast, I've said that I believe that the Democratic Party would be willing to burn America down if they can rule over the ashes. It's about power. It's about authority. It's about trying to prevent Trump in what he is doing, because it stops the globalist from what their goal and agenda happens to be and has been for years. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators. And Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old San Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. On the campus of Tools for Time, there's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole, the U.S. flag, Old Glory, is flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, just a few more moments of a brief monologue, and we'll open our telephone lines and invite you to call in. I'd love to hear from you today. What do you think is taking place? By the way, just a little parenthetical footnote. According to the Lord Jesus, in Matthew the 12th chapter, verse 25 and 26 in particular, Jesus says it's an impossibility, I'm going to paraphrase, an impossibility for a home divided or a nation divided to be able to stand. So what we're really witnessing is the undermining, the tearing down, the destruction of the United States of America. And it's through the Constitution. Some of these judges that are now trying to prevent Trump have simply openly, in years gone by, diminished the value of the Constitution, saying the Constitution ought to be modified and changed, rewritten, or whatever. In fact, it goes back to Woodrow Wilson and his administration. He made some statements about the Constitution should be an evolving document and not a fixed document. Evolving document means as societies change, then the Constitution needs to be modulated, modified, and changed to meet the societal needs. That's exactly what we've seen in the recent years with Barack Obama. That's exactly what we've seen in the years with Joe Biden. In fact, Joe Biden didn't know he was president. He didn't know whether he was president or senator. He didn't know whether Kamala Harris was president and he was vice president or vice versa. Because of his diminished cognitive ability. And now we're discovering, ladies and gentlemen, that Joe Biden probably didn't sign anything, but AutoPen signed it for him at the direction of some person that's unknown at this point that gave directions for that to be done. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're witnessing the battle of the courts and the Constitution. It's a battle between the courts and the Constitution. Who's going to win? My question to you, our listener today, ladies and gentlemen, do you believe that the courts have the authority, a judge has the authority to make a decision, file a suit, render a decision that nullifies the executive office and the power of the president in that executive branch? Do you believe that somehow, some way, President Trump should be overruled by a judge that's a socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrat judge that's been found to speak in forums with other judges and be denigrative in his statements about President Trump even before he files a suit? Enjoys the position of being the judge over suits that have been filed? Well, those are some of the cases that's out there that much is not told in relationship to the media, especially on the Communist Network news media. I'm looking at a headline, unprecedented and illegal. DOJ seeks to halt the order by superjudge preventing Trump's executive decisions. The U.S. Department of Justice has gone to the D.C. Court of Appeals to halt an order from a super judge who is preventing President Trump, Donald Trump's decision-making and management of the executive branch. Super judge is a derogatory term that has surfaced to describe those federal judges who take it upon themselves to say that Trump cannot manage the executive branch or government as he chooses, as the Constitution allows him to do fully. It is in the Gateway Pundit that explains the fight is over a decision by Barack Obama judge who told the administration it must restore Gwen Wilcox, a position of the National Labor Relations Board. The DOJ's action is a request for an emergency motion halting the ruling from the judge, and the judge has been ordered to respond, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what President Trump would do. In fact, he would be totally nullified at this point if Pam Bondi were not in as the chief law enforcement officer for the nation in the Department of Justice. I'm thankful that that has been the fallout of what has taken place with the Trump cabinet, because if that were not the case, we'd have no hope at all. And ladies and gentlemen, as you study the scripture over and over through the scripture, we find that there's a warning that if judges take a bribe, if judges are biased in their position, they cannot render an honorable ruling in any court scenario. And yet we have those today that are overpowering the judicial system, in my most humble opinion. Over the recent years, via the Clinton, Obama, and the Biden administration, our courts have been, prepared to overshadow, to overpower the legislative and executive branches of our government. Hundreds and hundreds of Obama appeals court judges, federal judges, hundreds and hundreds of the Biden judges, and let's give them credit. They were very wise in what they've done in putting these judges in place, knowing that they would try to supersede, override, overpower the executive branch, whoever became president. That's the statement that Obama had made, that he would fundamentally change America. And now the question begs to be asked, demands to be answered, as Christians, as pastors, and you that are listening today, should we be concerned? Should we sit up and take notice? Should we participate in any dialogue and discussion about these issues? I think so. The Bible says we're to be salt and light. And if we're salt and light, we're going to be effective in illuminating the darkness in the world. If we're going to be salt, we're going to be effective in trying to diminish the decay in our nation. And yet I don't know about you, but I get a little perturbed with some that will say, well, we need to watch it, not get involved, not say anything, not do anything. I think it is time for silence to be over. I think it's time that we recognize what is taking place and stand for truth of the Word of God. Look at another headline. Democrats, 10-part strategy to stop Trump at any cost. It goes on to say, and this was an interview by Victor David Hansen, March 23rd, and his findings. Time will not allow us to go through the 10 points succinctly that he brings out, but I'll just speak of a couple of them. He said, I wrote down 10 things that I think are thematic of the Democratic agenda that offers an alternative to President Donald J. Trump. Number one is that Donald Trump must be considered a Mussolini-like figure. He must be opposed in every aspect. He must be demonized. Everything he does must be considered evil. Does that sound like what is taking place? I think so. Does that sound like it is something that is kind of a dystopian thought and not real? I think so. But that's really what's happening. Second, he says, second thing I've noticed is immigration and customs enforcement is always wrong as far as the Democrats are concerned. You have to stop ICE from deporting anybody, even if they're criminals. Open borders are completely normal. We let in 12 to 20 million under President Joe Biden. We have no apologies whatsoever. That is, ladies and gentlemen, the Democrats have said, they've never admitted, we made a mistake. We overloaded our communities. We brought in people that murder, rape, rob, and pillage in our society. They've never said that. It's always the fact that right now, listen, right now the whole mantra from the Democratic Party and a lot of these judges and multitudes that are Christians today is that these folks are foreigners coming into America. And after all, the Bible says that we need to treat the foreigners properly. We need to love them, embrace them, and take care of them and meet their need. How do you respond to that? We're dealing with not just foreigners that come in through the front door. That is correct. We as citizens need to embrace those coming in through the front door. But what we're talking about today is about 20 to 22 million that in 4 years under the Biden administration came in through the back door, crossed the borders illegally, came in as illegal invaders. Where is there anything in the scripture that says that we need to modulate our position as Christians and embrace that and say that it's all right? Ladies and gentlemen, it is not all right. We need to understand that God has placed Donald J. Trump in a position. I believe he's divinely intervened again as it did in 2016 in electing Trump. And I believe it's for the good and the betterment of the United States of America for him to clean the drain the sewer and clean the swamp in D.C. I believe we have a call on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are.
Yes, sir. And it is so ridiculous to me that this judge came up talking about we had to bring those illegals back. And it was over the water, so Trump wasn't going to do it anyway. And it's like he said about ICE. But if I'm not mistaken, I think Joshua, when he divided the land between the 12 tribes of Israel, he had them to put up borders in their land, in their place. Am I right or wrong about that?
You're absolutely right. And when you look at it, Kenneth, it's not just here on earth with borders. When we get to heaven, there are gates and walls. Why do we have gates and walls in heaven? I'm not going to try to get into the details of that. But in Revelation chapter 22, we have walls and we have 12 gates. And there's a rationale behind it. Around the Holy See, where's the, if you please, the home of the Catholic Pope, there are walls and he has security guards 24/7. And yet the Pope says that if we have walls around America, if we prevent illegal invaders from coming in, that we're sinning. That's the Pope's position on that. We have check out Barack Obama after he left office, the place that the taxpayers are paying for. He spent several million dollars in building a brick wall around his entire, quote, compound where he now resides. And yet we somehow, some way, should not have walls or gates or borders and security at the south point of America. Somehow, some way, that's been viewed as being bad, bad, bad. And President Trump, I believe, needs to go ahead and full steam ahead, finish the wall that he started in 26 when he was elected in 2016. I'm looking at a headline, Kenneth, that says, Trump and Musk erupt when they learn the dark history of the anti-deportation judge. Both President Donald J. Trump and Doge leader Elon Musk are reacting to unearthed two-year-old remarks by a federal judge who is now trying to halt the deportation flights for violent alien, illegal alien criminals. This article reads, on January 24th, 2023, Judge Barsberg, who heard many J6 cases, that's January 6 cases, openly admitted that he didn't think harsh enough laws existed on the books to punish the J6 defendants. He openly discussed his bias toward these defendants when speaking to future lawyers. He thought people should be treated, treated differently simply because they were J6. The judge, Busford, doesn't mind if criminals come into this country. He is a constitutional disaster, according to a statement by Donald J. Trump. And it goes on. It's a massive article talking about this background of this judge, a Clintonite, Obama, Biden, judge, and he's the one that's trying to force President Trump in the executive office to bring these illegal jihadists back to America, to bring the illegal invaders back to our nation. Let me just put you on the spot. Who's going to win in these cases? There's about 130 of them, overwhelming majority of them dealing with working through DOGE and cleaning up the waste, fraud, and abuse. Some of them are in relationship to the immigrants being the illegal invaders being flown out, and judges taking a stand that he should bring them back and not. Who's going to win? Will it be the courts or the Constitution?
The Constitution should win, and I thank God that he has a man with a spine in that Oval Office, for real. Because I remember before Obama went in office, after he about to go out of office, he said, get ready for the Great Reset. So that let me know when he, when Benjamin Netanyahu came over here, he made him go through the back door. He went out the front door with his family and stayed for like 2 hours or something like that. But when the Muslim Brotherhood came, he greeted them at the front door with hugs and kisses.
Mm-hmm.
So that let me know exactly what he was. And I mean, this is a black man talking now.
Well,
I knew exactly what he was.
Well, Kenneth, he's the one put the the play into action to carry out some of what's being done today. I'm looking at the headline that says, judge bashing Trump's military trans decision donated to Democrats. There could be no new problem for a judge hearing a lawsuit brought by LGBTQ activists against Donald Trump and his decision that the United States recognizes only two sexes, male and female. Most people are not aware that's listening today that the LGBTQ, that's the lesbian, the gay, bisexual, trisexual, pedophiles, et cetera, that sodomite agenda, that group, now filed suit against President Trump because Trump said that there's just two genders. Well, God's word said there's two genders. Male and female created he them, Genesis 1, 27. But yet suit's been filed on that. And the very judge that's handling that suit donated to the Democrats, takes a stand publicly for the Democrats, and yet somehow, some way, what is the president to do if every move he makes that's for moral, ethical values, if Trump wants to clean the swamp and drain the sewer, how is he going to do that? Where's the free? Listen, Kenneth, the thing that upsets me, somehow, some way, there's silence on the side of most of the conservatives today as we witness this taking place, because they're trying to play it as though the president is simply a puppet and the president is to be controlled by outside sources and forces like the courts rather than the Constitution. And the Constitution gives clear, definitive responsibility and authority for the president. And I think every Christian, every conservative needs to recognize that and stand for truth. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. But like you were saying, it's just ridiculous where these Democrats, because I remember when the Democrats were winning, to go to the White House, at least they stood up. The Republicans stood up. They might have fake clapped, but they stood up. When President Trump got in there, and I saw the evil in the Democrats right then.
Yep, and here's let me touch on this, and I'll let you go, Kenneth. This judge that's bashing Trump in relationship to his decision to, by executive order, to say there's just two sexes. This judge says she's reportedly a member of the LGBTQ community, challenged Trump's order by claiming his assertion to they're just two sexes is biologically incorrect. She said that there's not anything near the 30 different intersex examples, she said. Someone who does not have XX or XY chromosomes is not just male or female, they're intersex, and there are more than 30 different potential genders because of that. So, Kenneth, Thank you so much for your call.
That's a young boy.
Our time is up for this portion of the broadcast. We're going to take about a one-minute top-of-the-hour news break, and ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back right after the news.
With Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, WAYL, St. Augustine, and W.